Welcome back to the Baddies Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan, not Herbert. We got who?
You forgot his name, but I'm Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
And Enrique.
And Ronnie and Enrique are out. And Enrique sounds like a robot, dude. He sounds like ChatGPT. Like,
say that again.
You sound like a robot. Enrique sounds like a robot, I said.
You said Ronnie and Enrique are out?
No. Oh, sorry. Ronnie and Herbert are out. Enrique sounds like a robot.
I do sound like a robot.
Why?
I hit puberty.
That's what's up. No, you got, you're like, I don't know what's up with the flu. Okay, people.
So I hiked, okay? So I'll talk about that first.
Oh, yeah.
I hiked Eden Canyon yesterday. Eden Canyon. It's a very popular trail. It's a waterfall. And it's like 5 miles, 5-6 miles. And it was crowded and whatever, but there's river crosses, which I had forgotten about that.
Oh, yes.
And that's fine because I have the shoes. I had the socks, whatever. Like, it's fine. So I was walking through the water like it's like a feet or two deep. But I river crossed like at least 10 or 12 times in that whole hike. And the water was a little cold. I'm assuming that's why I got a little sick. Like, I just have like my nose, a bunch of boogers, and you know, like sneezing every now and then. But I had fun. It was a beautiful waterfall. It's been a while since I went to a waterfall. So,
and I know you took some friends. I know college friends, because you guys are in spring break right now. And you guys took how many? You said six.
Yeah, it was like six of us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, and some of them like they didn't hike that much, right? Like what I'm saying, they didn't.
No,
hike.
I was hikers. Fully leading these things. These guys, you should have seen. It was honestly beautiful seeing them because
that's what I was gonna
say. They were acting like children, dude. Like they hadn't been like I guess their day to day life has been like in the cities. You know what I mean? Like in school, do this at work. It's always all this crazy stuff. And then I took them to a place where they got their feet wet a bunch of times. They saw a beautiful waterfall, which you guys know when you're standing in front of one, like it roars at you, right? Like it there's mist falling on
well,
you.
Well, there's a lot of water
it's,
right now.
That's, yeah, that's and, number and one it, thing. It feels like a whole vibe there. So they were having such a great time. They were acting like children, just having a fantastic time. And I was happy for that.
You guys, but if I go to a waterfall and I don't hear roar, then you
that's true. I just walk out. Yeah. You know what I mean? But no, you're right though. It's funny how when you take new people, like Dylan, you've been to a water, like has he been to a hike like that? To a waterfall
I
hike?
I don't know.
Dylan, have you?
Not out here, no.
No, but it's funny how, like, when you're a beginner, even it happened to all of us, and you guys could relate with me. You don't want to get wet. You don't want to get your shoes wet. You don't want to feel like the moist sock. So what do? You try to avoid getting wet. But then there's a certain point where you, like, you jump, and then, like, you, like, step.
You slip.
And you slip.
And then once it's already too late, like, you already failed. You're wet. Your shoes wet, and your socks are wet. Like, you already failed. Then you just commit and you're like, care. Well, you just keep going. And it's funny because all five other people I was with, because it was six total, right? So all five other people started avoiding the water. Like, and they were jumping through the rocks because you can. If you're agile, you can successfully not get wet the entire hike. But that's difficult because it's very difficult. And one by one, they started dropping, and one foot would go in the water, another foot would go in the water. And me from the beginning, I went straight to the water because I already knew I've been here. I just forgot about this. But I went straight into the water, but they one by one fell. And only the girl we were with, she's the only one that didn't get wet because we were helping her cross through the rocks. So, but everybody got wet, but they all had such a great time. It was just so funny.
Did you guys have snacks over there or no? Are you just doing it for fun? Like just water? Like, you know how you have a snack at the waterfall?
I gave everyone snacks, yeah. I fed them.
Oh, yeah? What did you feed?
I mean, just granola bars, I guess. And some pineapples. Spot. My friend actually did bring some snacks. He brought pineapples and some fruits and some other stuff. So
some edibles? I'm just saying.
No, we had no edibles.
But you said it was packed though, huh? Or it was kind of busy?
It was crowded. Like, I don't want to say it was packed, but like it was, let's just say, average for a popular hike.
I don't know. I can't eat or drink while I'm hiking or doing
exercise. Well, not when we're walking or moving. It's when we're sitting still.
Yeah, when we stop.
Like, but like even then, you know, you just kind of like get up and you just kind of feel, I don't know. Like,
you don't drink water?
It's not a full course meal either.
Like water when I'm exercising or anything, it's like a reward after. Then you just kind of just down all the water.
Remember how we do that sometimes when we hike and drink less water?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I understand. But there's certain times and weather. Right now, the weather is fine. But
yeah, I mean,
it's
like look. I'm not saying don't hydrate when you guys are out there. Like
people are going to be dying.
That's a personal situation. That's personal, okay? Don't do that. You need to hydrate when you're out there.
All right, thank you, Dylan, because I was about to say, bro, like people are going to be dying.
PSA, drink your water.
Yeah, but that's cool though. I'm happy that you went with your friends, and like you said, it's spring break. You've been doing a lot in spring break, which is good because
it's been unexpected, to be honest. Nothing was like planned anywhere near the past. It kind of has been day by day. But
I think when it's not planned, it's the best.
Yeah, I mean, I've been having fun. It's just poor body. I don't let it rest. So
and then now you're getting sick.
Yeah, so now I'm sick, and I wasn't even gonna let it rest. I was gonna run today, but like I said, I ended up getting nosebleed before the run, so I decided not to because then I'm gonna get a nosebleed when I run, so I won't do that. But if I didn't get the nosebleed, I was going to run today, even if I was like this.
So I love the outdoors, but one thing I don't like about the other, and Enrique and I were talking about the other day, are like regular trails. Like, I don't like going from point A to point B and then on the way back, because then it's just like
you've seen already the same seen thing.
What you
like saw. Roundabouts, they're called.
Well, not really. I like just open wilderness. That's why I like to go camping, and especially the more remote the place, the better, because you don't have to adhere to any trails. You can just go wherever you want and get lost. And I've gotten lost a few times where it was supposed to be a 2-hour hike, and we're talking turned into like an 8-hour situation.
I think Herbert last time got lost in your eyes when you're here, when you saw each other. Yeah.
Well, that's why he didn't come today, because he just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, he always gets lost.
He was feeling weak today.
But so you like bushwhacking then?
Yeah, because I was gonna say what you're explaining is like no elevation, flat ground, and a bunch of trees, and then there's no trail, because there's normally there kind of has to be a trail. Like I don't mean a real one, but
a while ago, and I'm not sure if anyone, you know, your listeners has been to Cleveland National Forest, which people get confused because they think it's in Cleveland, but no, it's here in Los Angeles. So it's south of LA, about 3 hours. And the best part about it is that it's
south of LA for 3 hours is like San Diego.
Well, let's say southeast. So
I don't know. I know where my north is at. Like, I always tell people, because we live in LA, the north is the mountains.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? that's the only thing.
But that's when you zoom in, when you zoom out, north is not the mountains. North is north, and south is south.
That's true. I understand. I know where I'm at now, but yeah.
Once you find a North Star, go the opposite.
Okay, but
it's southeast from
what's LA, the nearest? Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. I haven't been there in like 5-6 years. But you drive about 2 hours out, and then you get to the very small village.
What was it called?
Cleveland National Forest,
yeah,
and not in Cleveland. It sounds like the Cleveland Brown Show. Remember the sorry, bro. Like, that's
Cleveland Brown Show.
But
not autocorrect, putting cleavage instead.
So you like it there because it's.
It's very remote. So once you get to the last town, basically, which is about like 2 hours from here, basically, you still have to go about an hour to get to the campsite. And there's zero signal. There's no man-made lights or anything out there. When you're gonna pay for your camping spot, there's a tube. There's literally a tube with some envelopes and paper where you drop in your money, and then you write your license plate or whatever in your name on the little paper. You put it on your car, and you literally drive up to your little camping spot. But it's not even small. Like, you could fit, I think it's like from 10 to 15 people there.
Is it? Is it based on a? So I bet some people don't pay, huh? I'm just saying, right?
I'm not sure. I mean, it looks like an honor system.
Yeah,
right?
Like an honor system. But,
I mean, it's great because so at night you don't see anything. Like, it's completely pitch black. When you're going to go hike or anything like that, there's no trails. Like, you literally go anywhere you want.
Okay, so if it's Cleveland National Forest, it actually is San Diego. It's San Diego County, I guess. It's more to the right, though, almost like going towards Texas, I guess. But
yeah, so I said like southeast.
Yeah, so...
It's close to the border. But that's cool though. So I'm assuming, okay, you like the whole pitch black. Okay, one thing I want to ask though, when you get to the entrance, is it from there like kind of closer to the entrance of like the National Forest? I don't know where, like the street where like the highway already like stops, I guess. Is it dirt, like road?
You left the driveway along the like actual paved.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you go off road, not a dirt road.
Kind of, yeah. It's a dirt
road. But it's mostly flat because it's made for any car to drive through?
Yeah, basically. But yeah, I mean, once you get there, it's just mountains and forest. And they have a lake, which is kind of interesting because the first time I went, it was just completely flat. And you know, you didn't think there was a lake there. But then the second time I went, I think it was like 2 years after that, after I had gone, there was like a whole lake there. And I was like, where was this lake when I when I first came here? But it's wild. But yeah, it's just pure forest. Like, you can, like, if you don't have your bearings or anything, you can literally get lost out there. There's nobody out there that's, you know, gonna be looking for.
I think Enrique will take his like Batman flashlight and we'll never get lost. Like, he'll put it somewhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just gotta flash it up in the sky.
That actually wouldn't be a bad idea, to give everybody a Batman light. So if they get lost, just aim it to the sky and then we'll come find you.
Or can you do like markers? Like have like little strings like reflect
honestly,
the string?
If I would tag everybody I know. I would give them all like a walkie-talkie or like a GPS tracker or whatever that's active and working, so we can always know where we're at.
Can Bluetooth you could do it without a signal, right?
Yeah, because there's Bluetooth, there's connection to connection. Yeah,
yeah, so. Right. It's just like connection. Like, okay, so but Are you planning to go back? Because you said you haven't been back in a while.
Yeah, I want to go there.
And it's your like favorite.
I want to go back there. It's just most of the camping trips that I've done have been to like lakes and stuff like that, because you know the water toys and stuff like that, and just being, you know,
the jet skis, the boats.
Right there. Yeah, and being on the water, you know, like I think that's a very enjoyable aspect of camping, where you have, you know, where you can actually just camp in your tent and enjoy the land, but you also have the option of going and spending some time in the water.
Take a shower in the water.
No, you just get some dirt, you know, that's shower enough. But yeah, I mean, it's just more fun, I think, that way for me, where you just actually go explore and you feel like you're actually out there in nature, rather than, you know, like, oh, 100 people go through this same trail, you know, every 2 days.
I see. No, I think I like the purpose. I like both, right? I like the whole exercise behind the whole trail stuff. I like the views of the city, but I also like you're right, like getting no signal, getting lost, like stopping like your phone, get it disconnected.
One of my pet peeves when I go just outdoors, you know, like an actual adventure with people, is when they're just constantly on their phone. Like I get it, okay, you want to take pictures, but if you're constantly just texting and, you know, going on your social medias or whatever while we're out there, it's like, why are you out here?
I know, yeah, that's okay. But one thing I really like is, and I'm happy you said that you don't care about the pictures, but the pictures, man, like, you know this, and we all know this, like, pictures bring like a lot of memories, you know. See that you have a nice picture. I'm looking at Dylan, show me a landscape or a
Crystal Lake, I think.
No, that's
not, or is it that's actual
event? Yeah, so I'm showing him the lake that's up there, that was there
in Cleveland.
Yes, all the way in Cleveland.
No, well, in California, but
so this is one of the camping spots.
Yeah, dude, I love those pine. I love the trees, man. Yeah, I so like the pine trees. I like the smell, yeah, bro. Yeah, you get just the whole smell. It smells delicious.
Like you just feel like you're, you know, in the outdoors. There's no buildings. As soon as it starts getting dark, there's no lights at all. You see all the stars.
You don't want to go to sleep. Well, not really. Kids could stay up. You know what I mean? But yeah.
No, yeah, you stay up, you know, late. The first time I went, first night, had a little bit of a scare because we're in the tent and I had the fire going because it was like almost in, I think it was like in November, so it was cold. I think it probably dipped down to like the 30s.
Oh yeah.
But I love the cold. But we had a big roaring fire outside of the tent, and I'm thinking it was like 3 a.m. and we start hearing rustling outside, and we're like, what the heck is going on? Like what's this?
And you get like, curious, right? You get like,
well, I mean, it's like 3 a.m. There's no one else around. At that point, I think there was in the whole campsite, which we're talking probably like maybe 30 little campsites that you can rent, there was only like 3 people there. So we're kind of like, what the hell's going on? And obviously, you know, we got a little fire, so you can kind
of
see.
That's known information, the amount of people that are there?
No, you just look. Like, you can see, you know, like far away, right? You know, what who's there. But there is a map of where the camping spots are. So I guess you can kind of take a lap and just kind of see, you know, where everyone's at. But yeah, so it was like some rustling, and then after, you know, you sum up the courage to go see if there's a bear right outside of your
or not even a bear, dude, a freaking any other animal too, mountain lion, I don't know.
Yeah So I look out and I'm looking at the little table that's there, and I see some movement in my food bags, but everything was closed, you know, because you got to be cognizant of that. There was 3 raccoons going through our bags,
dude. They're smart.
Or like, bruh, it scared me half to death.
So like, what did he do? Did he like walk out?
Nothing. I just went and I grabbed the bags. I moved them. The raccoons went to the trees. They gave me a death stare. I swear one told me that they were going to kill me at night, but you know, close the tent and
back to normal. Back to
sleep.
So what? Okay. So now, since you guys been, you and Rika have been together. I haven't been in camping with Rika. I've been to like Airbnbs.
I've offered you like a million times.
Yeah. Okay. I know you have, but what do you guys, okay, Dylan, for you, what do you guys must have or must take for entertainment? I know, other than alcohol, other than that, like, what do you guys take? Like, since you can't have your phone out there.
I like to make the activity we're doing the adventure. So if it's camping or whatever, then what's the adventures that come with camping? I want to make sure I have a pickaxe with me. I want to make sure I have an axe. Yeah. I want to make sure if I'm going to get a fire going, if it's possible, I would love to go get the wood myself from the forest. But like, if we have to bring it, whatever, we have to bring the wood. But whatever, I still want to use an axe. I want to use a shovel. Why? Because shovels are always fun. You know what I mean? Like I want to climb a tree. If there's tall trees near, I want to climb a tree. I want to just do the adventures that revolve around that campsite. So like, it's just survival. I want to make the fire without using I guess any technology, maybe from scratch or whatever, like just have fun with camping and try to survive, I guess. And if you can't, then you bring in technology or whatever. But
yeah, for the most part, when Enrique and I have been camping, we've literally just gone up in the mountains to go get, you know, a bunch of wood, and we've actually spent time up there chopping it up and just bring it down.
Like,
and
chopping it up, like talking and, yeah, and yeah, chopping it up.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You know, and I think that that's, as Enrique was saying, that's part of the fun, right? Like,
getting tired.
Like, yeah, dude, feeling the exhaustion of the, it's the human condition to me. It's the human condition to feel
it. It's one of those things where, like, you're kind of vying for your survival, I guess you could say, in a way. Because, I mean, when it gets cold at night, you know, you gotta have some heat, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, like, that's, you just go out there and whatever you're doing to, I guess, you know, get your food ready, get, you know, get ready for the night and stuff like that. Like, just having fun, making jokes, just going back down to the human basics, you know. And that's what I'm saying, like, bringing a phone out there and just being texting, like, what is the point? You're going out there, you know, to 3 hours away or whatever to spend time with people. Not
like, if you're bored, instead of going on your phone, do something, entertain yourself there. Like, just look around you, and I promise you, if there's a lake in front of you, just go get your feet
skip
wet.
A
you
rock.
Know what I mean?
Skip
like,
the rock.
Yeah, literally, skip rocks. I don't know, do some push. You know what I mean? Do something around you. Like,
so the second time I went to Cleveland National Forest, I took my cousin Ricky, and he hadn't been, you know, like camping here. So we went, and I think he had only been here in the U.S. from Costa Rica for I want to say like 3 years, 4 years maybe, and so. We went out there. He was freezing because he's obviously used to
the heater or indoors and stuff like that. Yeah,
and he was all like, "Oh yeah, let's go on a hike." And I was like, "All right, cool. You sure?" He's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "All right." So he's got, you know, tennis shoes or whatever. I told him to bring hiking boots. So we went out to what was supposed to be a 2 to 3 hour hike. It ended up like almost 8 hours because we went off piste, which is, you know, off any kind of trails or whatever. He was like shin deep in mud, and he hated his life. He ended up taking off his shoes and he put them back on. He was super tired. At the end of the night, you know, we light up the fire. You know, he's all telling me how he's gonna make margaritas by like flipping the bottle and everything. At that point, he's too drunk, so he's dropping the bottle.
Oh my god,
it was hilarious.
It was fun. Yeah,
yeah. Then at one point, he's all telling me like, "Oh, have you played the Chubby Bunny game?" And I was like, "I don't know what that is."
Oh,
so he starts getting like a bunch of marshmallows and putting it in his name, but it. In his mouth, but then he starts saying his name over and over, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's what you do. You put the marshmallows in your mouth until you can't say your name." And then the other person that we were with, I think it was my ex, he's like, "No, you have to say Chubby Bunny, not your name."
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, it's Chubby Bunny.
We're all just busting out laughing, like that's the fun, you know, like, yeah. Like you're there, you're like, someone does something stupid or whatever, and it's fun.
It's the human condition.
It's part of the adventure.
So, do you guys take any board games or nothing like that? I'm just saying, like, because I know that, okay, board games are not in nature.
I mean,
so.
If it makes sense, yeah, I've tried before. Like, when you're sitting by a bonfire, you can play a card game, a drinking game, or whatever. But whatever games you play here or people play at home, you can do that out there too, right? Because that only takes usually 30 minutes or an hour, depending on the game. You get over it, you know what I mean? And you move on. But yeah, I mean, take games. I mean,
yeah, usually I don't. I like,
or like physical games, like a shoehorn and a hook or whatever, like a football or something. You know what I mean? Like world games or the bat.
What is it?
Cornhole. Yeah, cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole. Yeah, you can take, you know, just all those kinds of things. I usually don't, because I never really own any, you know, board games or anything like that. But Enrique and his family, they usually have all kinds of toys and stuff like that. So that, you know, that kind of like livens it up, and it actually gets you moving too, which is great.
I think it's also a. Games are fun because, like, you could bring everybody together, you know, like kids. Because, you know, some kids get bored out there.
Yeah, no,
they
100%.
Don't get bored, they don't get bored, to be honest. But
the amount of times I try to get my parents involved with everything I'm doing is I appreciate it. Although I fail most of the time. But the few times they join me, like, I'll get my mom or my dad to come play cornhole or whatever because they don't care. They don't want to play. I'm like, "Shut up. You don't have a choice. You're going to play." And I make them both play, and they're smiling. They're having a good time. And I'm like, you see that it's possible for you to have fun. You know what I mean? Like, because my dad sees everything as a chore, and I was like, "Dude, but like, you can have fun sometimes, you know."
Your dad's all fixing like the boat, like in the
he'll be doing, like, that.
Yeah,
he'll be in the lake, yeah. just being a mechanic to the boat, being productive.
You're like, "Dad, like, come hang out with the fam." But yeah,
he's like, "Nah, the boat needs help."
And I feel like, well, does your dad, like, when you go with your dad, does he like become the grill master, or do you take over the grill master?
Pretty much anybody, to be honest. I mean, at least with the people I go with, anyone's a cook, I guess. If you're available and if you're down, if you're not, we'll make you. Like, it's just everyone cooks, I guess.
Yeah, for the most part, I mean, it's whoever kind of gets to it first. You know, whenever somebody's like, oh, we're hungry, we're just going to start cooking or whatever, you know. And then sometimes we're all just kind of doing our thing, and then we'll come back and their parents are cooking, you know. Like, it's just whoever, you know. That's what... to me, that's one of the best parts. I mean, like, I love cooking. You know, everyone knows that. I love food. But one of the best parts for me for being camping is just cooking out there and just, you know, just it just hits differently.
Oh, for sure.
Like you can have a burger out there and it's just going to be completely different than...
It's like it's better than In-N-Out.
And speaking on that, though, I've been trying to teach myself more ways to cook on a fire, on a bonfire. Like not a grill or whatever. Like build your fire and cook on it. So I want to get involved with that too, like cooking with only how people used to cook back in the day, I guess, you know, almost no tools, no utensils, just cooking. And I've seen you can even make bread and you throw it straight to the fire or whatever. Like you could do a lot of things and just straight to the fire. It'll cook. An hour later you pull it out, it's all full of like charcoal or whatever. But then like since it cooked, did you just dust it off and that's fine? Like it doesn't taste bad or whatever. So I want to try all that.
Didn't you guys recently got some fishes too and like grill them or no? Was that you guys or no?
Last time we camped, I think we did catch one fish.
Oh yeah, you guys tried it.
That one single fish was actually really bomb. It was really good.
Yeah, well, it's fresh, man. Everything.
Yeah, it was fresh.
Yeah, I guess somebody actually they had hooked it and I guess it got away and Enrique and his sister were on the jet ski and they're like, look, we found a fish, and I'm just like, what do you mean you found a fish? like we're at a lake. How did you find a fish? And they're like, oh, we were just on the jet ski, and I think Enrique fell or something, and then he was getting back up, and then
the fish was on.
His sister was like, oh, look, there's a fish. And she just grabbed it, and then yeah, it was still alive, but we grabbed it. And everyone was kind of confused, like, well, what do we do with it? And I was like, just give me 2 minutes.
we'll have something.
Soon. Yeah, just scaled it up and, you know, just deviscerated, took everything out, you know, just gave it a little bit of salt and pepper, threw it on the grill. That was fire.
Hey, Rika, since you do a lot of camping, do you have everything organized? Like your tubs organized? Because I went camping to Zion and stuff, I started creating my own little tub. Like, so I don't have to be worrying about in the garage. Just bring it out. Let's go rock and roll. Like, I don't.
I try, but I need to get my own place. And I can't buy too many things right now because I need a bigger room.
And it costs money.
And I mean, everything costs money, yeah. Right? So like, but that's fine. Like, I'm not complaining. Yeah. But like, I would want to buy all these things, but I don't have a lot of it yet because I have nowhere to put it. So like, I need to move out and I need to get a job, and then and then I'll be able to buy an entire gear set so I can be this. So I can answer your question and say yes, I have a whole basket full of camping things only, and then you just look through it and it's everything I take for camping or whatever. But right now it's do I have access to everything I need? Yes. And I say access because obviously I have my parents have stuff there too. So I have access to everything, but it's not all mine. So it's not going to feel good until it's all mine.
Damn. But Dylan, how's the experience with, because I haven't gone with Enrique, like camping experience, 1 to 10?
No, it's terrible. You don't want to go. It's a 3.
Oh, okay. You're just saying that because you don't want me to, you don't want to get replaced, huh? I just say. Nah, but the cool thing.
No, it's fun. Most of the time that I've gone camping out here, I've gone with them. Yeah, we've got a good chemistry. I think everyone has a good time. Everyone kind of understands, you know, why you're out there, and you know, you're not like causing problems. And I think we all kind of have an understanding of how to camp. So, you know, we just kind of
a lot of people can lead, I guess.
Yeah. So we just kind of like, you know,
yeah, like you guys are synchronized.
Everyone just does what you need to do, and then once everything's done, okay, now it's time to have some fun in the sun, you know.
Yeah, dude, it's just like a giant to-do list that everybody knows inside of their head. And so then when you want to be productive, you start being productive, you know, like, okay, it's noon, I'm gonna go to the mountain, I'm gonna find some wood. Okay, cool. And then an hour later you come back, well, the fire's not made yet. Okay, I'm gonna build the fire. You just check off things off the to-do list. But it's
yeah.
fun.
Hey, so Dylan, you're not even listening. No, I'm just saying. But so you recommend Cleveland, but you guys been, do you like Lake Isabella? Which yeah. I've never been to. I passed by and Enrique told me when we were coming down from Mount Whitney, which is up north. Enrique said, look, right here, we can make a left and we just go all the way down this street, which I don't know the name of the street.
I believe it was like a 40-minute drive from where we were. I'm like, and that's Lake Isabella. That's where it's at.
Well, you kept saying the next one because you're confused.
No, because I showed you the map and okay. I was like, and I was like, we're passing by it, but we're not passing next to it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's away from it, yeah.
On the so left. I was like, we're close, so we detour for 2 hours.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people here in SoCal maybe familiar with Kern River. A lot of people go out there to
it's up north.
To like,
which is, I think they went once, or they went. Yeah, you guys went to Kern River once. You told me about it. Yeah.
They've done that. My family's done Laughlin. They've done but Laughlin recently.
Yeah, Laughlin is
Buena Vista Park. I think that was more organized and stuff, and they like that one now. But
yeah. I heard that Lake Isabella is more, like you said, it's more open.
Well, yeah, that one you're in control.
Yeah, Kern River is a little bit more. I would say a little bit more mainstream. Kind of popular, but so Kern River runs off into Lake Isabella, so they're kind of in the same area. It's all Kern County, but I like Lake Isabella because, again, it's more open. It's there's less kind of institutionalized, I guess you could say, where there aren't too many like there's not that much like red tape, right? You get there, you set up, and that's it. You're good to go. You know,
it's free to drive in, or you have to pay.
I think it's only a few dollars, but it's not.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm just
saying. It's nothing crazy.
They used to not enforce it so much, but I think now they're enforcing things more.
I think
more.
Everywhere. Yeah. Like, let's be real, all national parks, they're trying to get a cut, like the government and stuff, which is I understand sometimes when they clean it because they need, you know, they have to keep it clean and stuff.
Well, Lake Isabella has been upgrading throughout the years, and I can appreciate it in some sense because the bathrooms got better. They have, like, it's not just porta potties now. Like, you know, they have cleaner bathrooms than the top. So I can appreciate that, but sometimes, I don't know.
Wait, I was gonna ask the next question. I thought you guys were taking shits like in nature. I got like built making a hole and like taking a dump and stuff.
We don't talk about that.
Okay, sorry, but you know, he said restroom, so I'm assuming, but there's no showers, right? Or is there showers? Because I know some places have showers.
Some places have it, but not all places.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going, you know, camping for 2 days, you know, you could take some wipes and stuff like that, you know, just.
Yeah, the baby wipes.
And there's people that, you know, don't really camp that much. They're like, oh, not taking a shower for 2 days. I mean, this is coming from somebody that showers every single day, you know.
Twice.
Like, I don't leave the house, you know, without showering, you know. And it's not that, you know, I need to be showered or anything all the time. But when you're out camping and you're out in the wilderness, you know, there's an expectation kind of you have to kind of know what you're getting into. And there's different ways of kind of doing that. There's, you know, dude wipes and stuff like that and, you know,
baby wipes. Like
that. But your body kind of like it when you've done it so many times, your body kind of gets ready for it. So it's kind of hard to explain, but when you're out there,
you know, I know what you mean. Like activity. Your body doesn't discrete like the orders, I think, or something that you're saying. But you know, or no?
Yeah, like it's not as comfortable where it's like, you know, like when you're at home, maybe, you know, you'll go poop 2 to 3 times a day, but when you're camping, you know,
you're constipated. Understand. No, yeah.
Your body kind of understands that, you know, you're away from facilities and stuff like that.
I think you're using more of your senses, and maybe that requires energy, and then maybe therefore you need to use the restroom less because you're actively moving and surviving, and you're actively cold or you're actively hot, or, you know, there's you know,
yeah, your body kind of like resorts to its primal instincts of, like, you know, not trying to get rid of things that, you know, are helping your body and stuff like that. So yeah, I like Lake Isabella. It's nice. There are many times where it's really hot, it's really windy, and there's a lot of bugs. But this last time we went was actually really perfect.
What time was it? Do you know?
I can't remember. It was probably around this time last year, maybe a few months ahead. I'm looking at it again.
You guys remember? I don't think.
Probably like June. I think it was maybe like around June.
Yeah, it was like summer for sure. But like it was
June
like
or August. But yeah, it was the first time that I've been where it wasn't windy. There was no like gnats and stuff in the air. It was not scorching hot. It was actually really great.
Yeah, because many years ago, Lake Isabella was great, and then a few years ago, it kind of went to shit. Like that place just sucked. The water went down. There was insects everywhere. It was super windy. Like, it was just uncomfortable to
during,
be there.
During COVID, do you remember? Or something like that?
I mean, I don't think COVID.
I'm just saying
the bugs got COVID.
Yeah, they all got COVID.
Nature got COVID.
No, but okay. Well, we've been getting more rain, though. That's the reason why.
That's what I'm saying. How many years ago it was great. A few years ago it wasn't great. And now, we're discussing it, it's great again. At least we think it's great again. So we have to go visit again and find out again.
Yeah, right now I'm willing to bet that those lakes are, as the kids say, popping. Like, I'm pretty sure that the water's really high up and it's
no cap?
Really clear.
No cap.
No cap. You know.
But the one thing though about flies, it's kind of cool because if you get hungry, you get a fly in your mouth, and that's an extra protein right there. You know what I mean? Yeah, just exactly. like a life tip and stuff. Like, the reason why I know this is because when I cycle,
yeah, like usually if I have leftovers from like lunch or whatever, I'll put it on the ground so I get some ants, and then
it's disgusting.
You know, you can kind of snack on it. You get that extra, you know,
crunch.
Yeah, you get the little bit of iron in there. You get a little bit of protein. You know, that keeps you going throughout the day. You know, like it's good for you know. Your enzymes in your stomach.
But you know what, Enrique? I'm happy that you said that you like the whole, like, kind of survival. Why do you... He has a sneeze in the time. But I'm saying I like the whole survival thing that you like saying, because it is true, though. A lot of... Like, you can make camping so... Like, bring a lot of technology to camping, which kind of, like, defeats the fact of camping, right? Like, you want to kind of... I'm not saying suffer, because you're not suffering.
No, I will directly say that. You need to suffer. I think you need to, like, it's conscious suffering, though. You know what I mean? Like it's you're doing it on purpose, and you're gaining from it. Like, you're learning from it. It's maturing you in some way, right? Because you're encountering conflict, and you have to engage with it. Whether you like it or not, it's going to be windy. You know? You have to feed yourself. You have to build your tent. You have to make sure you survive and live for the next 24 hours or 48 hours, whatever, on your own will. No one's going to cater to you. You cater to yourself. So, like, it's almost religion, which actually makes me think of Ramadan that's going on right now. I think it ends next week.
No, next week, you're right, because my boss, yeah.
Yeah, I think it ends next week, which I think I can appreciate that, because even in religion, that's where they're doing this, where, like, they don't eat when the sun is out. Nothing sexual, no food, not even water, nothing. From the moment the sun comes up to the moment the sun goes down, nothing is consumed. And that's to teach you exactly what we're talking about, where, like, it reminds you who you are and what pain is, what it's like to be hungry, what it's like to be like the poor person, what it's like to be like the hungry person, you know, what it's like to be a weaker, lesser person with less privileges than you. And I guess that religion tries to teach us in that form. Because us Catholics, we don't have much to do.
Just Lent season.
We have Lent, and we can maybe give up candy or whatever. Nobody really commits. There's nothing good to it, I guess.
But one thing, I did ask my boss about the Ramadan, and he says that it basically, a lot of the old way of thinking, like fasting and stuff, like people, like, they'll say, like, why fasting? But there's some science, some papers written, scientific papers, like research articles, that they say, like, fasting here and there is good for your body. You know, not all the time. I'm not saying every freaking the whole year, but I'm saying, like, here and there, like, maybe the week, which kind of sucks. So, because your body, when you start fasting, like, your body thinks that you're gonna die. Not die, but, like, people start thinking about, like,
oh, I think fuck. You mature your body because you're teaching it wisdom, I think. And I think when's the wisdom of the body, when you put it to its instinctual, you know, reactions, and then that's like you're teaching your body something, you know.
There's a few intricacies, and I know that that's some religions when they do fasting is to strengthen the mind, and to get, like, a little closer with your spiritual self. Don't quote me on that.
It sounds pretty good, but yeah.
I don't practice those religions, so I don't know how in depth they go, but I know that that's part of it. Now, I've done fasting intentionally, and I've done intermittent fasting, and I mean unintentionally for the last few years. I've kind of done fasting because I only eat like one time a day since I work from home. And when I did the intermittent fasting, I was like, yeah, this is basically kind of like what I do, you know, on
the daily basis,
basis. Yeah. But some people do it, you know, for health purposes, but some people will do it. And, you know, I know some people listening might not like this, but some people do it to kind of enter ketosis.
Yeah.
Different. Oh, like a high or whatever.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, you deprive your body of, like, carbs and stuff like that, so that your body starts to basically eat itself. It starts to use your reserve fats, which is why when you're trying to enter into ketosis, you eat stuff that's high in fat, like avocado. Yeah. Yeah. But I dated a dietitian for two years, and, you know, she would get, like, you know, just kind of like, what are these people doing? Like, it's bad for your body. You know, you shouldn't be doing that. And, like, most of the science that, you know, kind of talks about it is like, yeah, that's not good, because that's something that your body kind of reserves for emergencies, and you shouldn't be doing that to, you know, just to lose weight or as a quote unquote diet, you know, because it can damage your body when you're forcing it to go into ketosis.
Well, that's the story for anorexia, when you vomit excessively to lose weight. And it's like, yes, you're losing weight, but dude, don't vomit. You know, that's there's better ways to lose weight than vomiting. You know, don't do that one.
And that's the one thing that we talk about, like nutrition. Like, to be honest, like I'm not saying overeat, because yeah, there's time, like, you get three meals is like pushing it. You could have two meals, but like,
well, I mean, proportions. If it's three small meals, then that's fine. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, because I sometimes eat four times a day. I sometimes eat two times a day. Like, I'm always just all over the map.
But like, so. Yeah, portions, though. That's what I'm saying. Because sometimes, like, we have friends that just like to eat a whole big meal, and he could eat a whole six donuts in one sitting, which is not healthy. Not healthy at all. I mean, that's just too much sugar.
But he works out. So.
Okay, he works out. But that's the thing. I guess if you start working out, I guess sometimes
this a lot more is forgiven. Because your body will use it and dispose of it in a quicker way that's not harmful compared to...
Yeah, another downside is that, you know, some people will do that, and then they'll enter ketosis, they'll fast or whatever, and then they start binge eating, you know, because they're hungry. So that not only does that defeat the purpose, because now you just kind of hurt your body by putting it into ketosis. And if you do it often, that's even worse. But then now you're damaging your body by just binging on all the things that you didn't eat during the time. So if you're not doing it right, it can be very harmful. So that's why, you know, it's not really recommended to either, like, even do those practices when you can lose weight and have a healthier life by making other little changes.
Yeah, like in fitness, or just doing other stuff, like, or eating portions. But one thing I don't know, Erika, since you're going through final, or you're going to go through final sooner than later, do you notice like people stress eating? Like friends, or like they're just freaking munching on like random stuff because they're not even hungry. You're like, bro, like they're just stress eating. Like, yes. I caught myself doing that before. Like, yes, I'm not even that.
Because food costs money, and students like to not even eat sometimes just to save money.
Yeah, I stress snack.
You stress eat?
I stress snack.
Stress snack? No, are you serious or are you joking around?
No, I'm serious. Oh, well, that's when I have snacks, and usually those are left over from like,
you know, a party, like, or whatever.
Yeah, like a party, or usually it's when we're coming back from camping, because we're going camping. I'll buy chips, you know, I'll buy, you know,
beef jerky.
Yeah, exactly.
Candy. So, dumb shit, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of that stuff I'll never buy at home. Like I just have the stuff that I know that I'm going to be cooking or whatever, and I don't really have any extras. So when I have any extras and like stuff like that, is for other people. So then when it gets left over, you know, I find myself like, oh, I'm gonna get up and give my puppy a snack, but then I'm like, oh, those chips look good.
And then you eat the whole bag of chips.
It's temptation. Yeah,
no, only about a third.
No, but that's only you're right though. I've done that before with camping. When I bring leftovers, I was like, oh my God, I have like that extra bag of chips that I never buy at the store. I only buy on certain occasions. Or I notice, even like, this is off topic, but like going to the movies, you know, sometimes you take candies and stuff and you have leftover candies and
they're that's there. Illegal. You can't do that.
Well, you could. No, some people buy it at the place, at the theaters, or you could go to the 99-cent store and then buy yourself some like dollar, what is it? Crunch bars or...
No, that's illegal. You can't do that. You can't bring that in.
Dude, you can bring whatever you want.
I'm gonna call Mr. AMC right now.
Dude, AMC doesn't care. They just want people to pay. But we'll end it with that. So yeah, so camping, guys, it's gonna be summer. It's already April. I don't know if you guys did any April Fool's jokes, just to end it? No? Any April Fool's? No? You guys don't believe in jokes? Alright, cool. We're a boring crowd today.
My life is funny enough.
Yeah, same.
Your life is a joke, huh?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope Ronnie and Herbert feel good.
Get hit by a bus. I mean, yeah, feel better.
Yeah, feel better. Herbert, yeah, he'll be back. He's just busy. But yeah, everybody has busy lifestyles. So I know this is a busy season. First quarter is done already. Second quarter started. Get your stuff together, guys, your goals. Start planning your trips for camping, for traveling, because summer's around the corner. Your summer body, and it's around the corner. So if you don't have it, I'm sorry. You'll get it next year, 2025. But
mine's coming in on Amazon.
You cannot get that. You can get a fake six pack. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and then Instagram for the reels, and then TikTok for our workout videos. Thank you, guys.